In this week's Cut News Line, three cuts. All cuts are Ed Barnes, Director of Ag Research at Cotton Incorporated. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It's the new onboard moduling systems, both from Case with the Module Express and the 7760 from John Deere. And so a couple years ago, Cotton Incorporated found out about these systems in production. And so we've been coordinating an effort across the Cotton Belt to develop science-based kind of objective evaluation of these systems to give our producers some tools on helping them select what might be the right system for them.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're looking at field efficiency. Can you cover more acres with this? Comparing back to the conventional six-row picker, can you cover more acres in our current system? We already know we're going to reduce labor. And then our overall fuel use. We're also looking at storage. Do these modules from the new system store better or worse than our conventional? Our indications are they'll probably store better because they're made, you know, by an automated system. And then third, we're looking at the impact on the gin. Is it going to slow down the gin? How much more is it going to cost the gin? Are these going to haul more efficiently, less efficiently?
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Because we know this is a time-critical issue, we're going to make a preliminary release of information this summer. But we're also going to continue to collect data on really understanding how the storability and ginning rate is going to be affected. We're getting a handle on field efficiency. And one thing I can say for sure, I don't think it's going to be a hands-down winner. I think it's great that we have two different systems to choose from because they're going to fit different people. And that's what we hope this tool we come up with is let someone say, okay, for my given acres, for my given production system, does it make more sense to go with red, green, or stay with what I got?